So both Ian and I were just kind of shocked a moment ago because the local news is on here in the studio, and it flashed across that Sheldon Adelson died last night.
Yeah, unfortunately succumbed to the complications from his cancer that he'd been
fighting. Dealing with that for a long time.
And, you know, he during the pandemic, I don't think we saw a casino owner step up more than Sheldon Adelson for his people, man.
Yeah, I mean, just looking out for your people during a time where your business is totally shut down. Yeah. It's a man, that's significant. That's gonna shake a lot of people today, I imagine.
I mean, he was you think about the people who built Las Vegas into what it is today, a modern Las Vegas. You think Steve Wynn, you think Sheldon Adelson.
For those of you that aren't familiar, Sheldon Adelson is the guy that owns the Venetian and the Palazzo.
Sands.
Yeah, the Sands Corporation as a whole. So, I mean, they were instrumental in bringing conventions to Las Vegas, but then also the Venetian Palazzo, you know, great reputation. They have, you know, properties overseas and everything else. And while certainly politically he held a position that a lot of people didn't agree with.
About half the country.
Yeah.
But the other half agreed with. But
sure, yeah. But at the same time, like you said, Mahoney, outside of politics, he did really look out for his people. So,
and he loved Las Vegas.
Yeah, and that's just a shame.
This is significant, you know, you hate to see anybody go. His wife released a statement, and, you know, it's just you feel for his family. And
yeah, I mean, 87 years old is a good run, but, man.
Yeah.
Still.
Crazy.
I know he was hoping for more, right? I mean, he was constantly working on it.
Aren't we all?
Yeah, right?
For sure.
No, you're not. You're always talking about how you want to kick rocks at, 49.
Well, I mean, if I could, have this, you know, Adonis body at, 93, I would be okay. But I know I'm not. I'm going to look like a...
That's what Adonis looked like?
I don't remember that in the stories.
That's strange.
The Dean and Mahoney Morning Show. Listen live on the freeradio.com app.
It's easier for sculptors to carve abs than it is to do a rounded belly. That's why.
That's why.
That. Because
they were saving the granite. That's what they're.
Are
that's
so
what's
much
going
hard. No, those hard edges, easy. Smooth edges like a belly, hard to do. That's
no, I'm
why,
saying if you have a big belly, there's a whole bunch of extra granite out there, right? If you just, you know, lop it all off, it's easy to fake abs.
They were cheap and unskilled.
Huh.
Is that why there's so many tiny Buddha statues everywhere? Tiny. Not large. Nah. Tiny.
So let's get things going. Some good news and some bad news to start things off today. What would you like first, Sam Mahoney?
Dave, why don't we start off today's show with some bad news?
Some bad news. A Toronto man charged in a heist involving a suitcase of meat?
What?
Question mark?
Who puts in meat in a suitcase?
That's such a good question.
A murderer.
One of the more bizarre busts as of late. Two men caught stealing from a grocery store. Not just any old food staples, a whole bunch of meat specifically for some reason. Police issued a release of the crime in which the perps entered a store in December and began taking meat products and placing them into a suitcase they brought in with them. When confronted by a staffer, one of them whipped out a knife and started making threats, and they were both able to quickly flee. Their getaway vehicle of choice was peculiar as well. They got into an Uber.
Okay.
Police able to identify one of the thieves who was also apparently behind another similar crimes in the area.
Another meat suitcase was stolen?
Yeah, I don't know if it would, when they say similar crimes, I don't know if it was threatening somebody with a knife or suitcases full of meat. Either way.
Toronto's a weird place.
It's a strange place.
It really is.
A 45-year-old guy named Kevin Errol Plummer, now faces charges of robbery with offensive weapon with disguise to intent and a whopping 11 counts of failing to comply with his probation and 13 counts of theft.
If you're on probation and you're stealing cases of meat,
maybe just forego the ribs until you're off probation. I don't know.
You think that was ribs? See, I was thinking a really bad mix of 90-10 ground beef. Because you know what? You need that extra 10% of fat to make those burgers juicy. You really do. 80-20 or nothing.
You know the percentage of fat in your ground beef? Really?
I don't know. What are you talking about?
80-20. Oh, my gosh.
80-20.
No, I mean, I don't. Who?
No, if you buy 90-10,
there's all different kinds of ground beef.
If you buy 90-10, it is garbage. Yeah. And also, if you really want to step it up, go 80-20, and then you put about a third of ground brisket in it to really, really make it legit.
You're mixing your ground beef. You're mixing your ground beef with other beef?
Yeah. Yeah. Huh. It's a beef orgy. It's like a beef,
orgy.
It's top stories. Here's what's making news.
So this is a stat that nobody wants to hear when it comes to COVID, but unfortunately it's a real thing. COVID-19 hospitalization rates for children across the United States increased 800% over the course of 6 months between mid-May and mid-November.
Yeah.
I mean, throughout this entire pandemic, there's been this thought, at least I know for me, right, is that kids are kind of invincible to COVID compared to other people.
The elderly. It's,
yeah, I mean, like, very rarely do you hear about kids getting sick and going into the hospital, but the fact of the matter is, they are, and that number has increased 800%.
That's huge.
Yeah, and I mean, there's been a lot of talk about, you know, reopening schools, and that is a very complicated issue. I don't know how you solve that, because
all around for the teachers,
for the
and
parents,
a lot of teachers
for the
are
kids,
tenured and very elderly.
Yeah, man. Yeah, if there was a simple solution to that, we would be doing it. Unfortunately, yeah. There is not, because there are about a billion factors that go into that.
Yeah, and I mean, one of the big things is, you know, schools being closed in many parts of the country still are frustrating people to no end. And this vaccine rollout being so slow is adding to that frustration. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know if you saw the news about in San Francisco, they're talking about converting the Oakland Coliseum, where the A's play, and Levi Stadium, where the 49ers play, into like max vaccination sites.
Brilliant.
You're like, just do it. If we have... It's so tilting to hear these stories about vaccines going bad because they're not giving them out.
Being thrown away, you know, like, how dumb is that? Like, I would say, you know, even if there are, you know, there's plenty of people who don't want to get it, but I would say there's more people right now of, like, if there was no, like, queue, and, like, you're like, it'd be fine. You're like, if I got it, wouldn't keep a elderly person or a first responder from getting it. I would be in line yesterday.
There is a tech entrepreneur that had rolled out a plan, and it's starting to pick up a little bit of steam, at least on social media. We'll see if it actually goes anywhere. But he has a plan for max vaccinations that basically put 30 people at every single school in the entire country and give them vaccines, and then they're able to vaccinate. He's like, anyone that has the training to deliver
shots.
Vaccines and shots, let them start doing it.
Yeah.
Just roll it out, get it to as many people as possible. He with his plan, he said the entire country could be vaccinated within 30 to 45 days.
That's wild.
So who knows if something like that's going to come along, but I mean...
We need some kind of plan or rollout that's a little bit better than what we're doing right now.
The other big part of his plan that made a lot of sense to me is that it takes the burden off of the healthcare industry.
That's already overwhelmed.
Right. I mean, it's already overwhelmed right now, and now they have to worry about vaccinating everyone on top of it. Obviously, these are healthcare professionals.
If I get my flu shot at Target, you know?
Right.
Come on.
Right? It's basically the same thing.
We could
thing.
Get it in our break room at one point before COVID.
Yeah, I was getting it in there.
Next to some moldy cheese that's been in there forever in the fridge.
We could store it in our funky-ass work fridge.
So, speaking of COVID, Richard Branson lost his mom to COVID. So, I mean, you hear about, you know, if you have a bunch of money, you're going to be just fine. And all these billionaires and, you know, politicians getting special treatment. It's just not the case. I mean, Richard Branson's mom, she was, you know, very old. She's 96, right? Which is a hell of a run.
Yeah,
but
good run.
At the same time, you know.
You don't want to lose somebody to this
if you've made
pandemic.
That makes me so sad because you've lived for 96 years. You beat a lot of stuff to get to that point, and this is what it is. And it just, so you're just like, ugh.
I will say that the way that she went out is, if I had to choose, this would be pretty high on the list. He said that one of his sisters and his nephew were with her until the end, as well as wonderful nurses who she entertained with tales from her life and much laughter over glasses of whiskey.
Oh, heck yeah. She was
Sign
getting drunk.
Sign me up.
That's exactly the way
that
I want to
exactly
go out.
That is exactly how
if
I want to
I know my day is maybe right 5 minutes from now, I'm chugging whatever is in my vicinity.
No, like if I know that I've got 3 weeks left, like bring in the entire studio audience from How I Met Your Mother because they think everything's funny.
Yeah.
And I'll just sit there and tell them stories of my life and they'll just laugh their asses off while I'm getting drunk on whiskey.
Like, he's really not that interesting.
Yeah, it's not very good. That wasn't a fun story at all.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
If you were forced to marry either Jeff Bezos or Elon Musk, which would you choose? It has to be Elon, right? You know, he's the funnier one, and come on, admit it. He's definitely the hotter of the two.
Message deleted.
No, not even close.
Not a chance.
No and no.
So I married Bezos because he is historically known not to have prenups. So I will be the next Mackenzie Bezos. Get half that cash.
It's Mackenzie Scott now, and she's got, like $40 billion or something like that from her split? She's given a lot of it away already. But
actually, I think it's more than that because a lot of it was stock. So, and as know, Amazon stock gone over the pandemic has gone buck-ass wild.
Okay, so, yeah, same for me. Jeff Bezos, Elon Musk seems terrible. Audrey?
Yeah, I agree. Jeff Bezos, not because...
I hate Bezos, too, but...
You do?
I don't hate Bezos.
Oh, I do. He's smarter.
I just give him... I actually like Jeff Bezos. Yeah. I give him a lot of my money almost every single day.
Yep.
I love Amazon. Mm-hmm. I would, you know what? I would marry Amazon out of all three of them. I would marry Amazon.
Ian, if you had to choose?
Oh, I would definitely go Elon.
Elon,
yeah,
okay, of course
you would. He's the weirder of the two. And then if we get married, he'd hook me up with some free solar. I want some solar panels on my apartment.
What would you name your future child with Elon?
Four. Just the number four.
Four.
See, I don't like the fact that we're only given the choice between Elon and Bezos. Where's Bill Gates and all this? Because you know he's a sensual lover.
No way.
A sensual lover.
Ugh. Bill Gates
forgets
about you.
Sure has a 50 Shades of Grey room in his house.
He owns a swing. He makes love more to his computers and his microprocessors than
Melinda,
he does to his wife.
Melinda knows
Melinda
what's up.
Gets it.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Honey, did any of your birds talk when you were growing up? I forget what kind of birds you said you had. If they're parrots, I just know they can get pretty feisty, man.
Message deleted.
My mom, when I was young, had a hobby of breeding exotic birds. She loved animals. Her dream is to have a farm. So we had a lot of exotic birds, and most of them did not talk, but we did have an African gray, which is the smartest of all birds, which also lived to be about 80 years old.
A lot of parrots do. My younger brother got bamboozled. The old lady next door had a parrot as well, did not want it anymore, gave it to my younger brother. When he was, I don't know, seven, that damn thing is still alive.
Still?
Yeah, and its name is Petey.
Is it a napkin gray?
No, it's this little green bird, and we thought it was a dude until one day it laid an egg, so we found out it's a female.
That's a good way to
find out. But she is a dick. She will just walk up your shoulder and bite you on the ear.
Oh.
Awful
but
bird.
But luckily it's a smaller one, because, some of those bigger macaws, the beautiful ones you always see.
Oh, yeah,
see,
no, she's not
that's always
at
a mural at a Mexican restaurant.
Yeah. Or
that's always at a
always,
mural.
Always, yeah.
But those birds,
meticulously
painted. Those beaks break fingers and can take them off.
Break fingers. Yeah. Imagine that.
Their feet creep me out. That's the worst part.
Bird feet
in
general?
They got dinosaur feet.
I liked them whole. I wouldn't mind a bird, perched on my hand.
No.
I thought that was pretty cool.
A bird on me anyway.
I hate birds.
Nah. I don't hate birds. I don't have a problem with birds. I have a lot of friends that I have known over the years that have big problems with birds. I don't have a problem with them. They're just nasty.
They're just
nasty. Always pooping.
Why are they? The fact that they can fly freaks me out. Their feet freak me out.
Also, you're a bird. Why are you talking to me?
Yeah.
How?
Stop it.
How? Also, African grays, they run for $1,500 a pop.
Yeah, they're not cheap. You could get a used Accord for
that.
Well, macaws are even more expensive than African grays.
Are they really?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah, I mean, when you get into the high end of the exotic birds, you're looking at a couple grand each.
No.
They live for 60 years.
Give me a Louis bag, not a bird that can talk back to me. Because I feel like it would just start screaming at me.
For buying that stupid Louis bag.
They just repeat what they hear.
After the tone.
If you had to marry one Disney princess... Who would it be? Which Disney princess is the hottest that you would have as a side chick?
Message deleted.
Oh. I mean, Belle is the hottest.
Belle's my number one. Yeah. Tiana's my number two. And then I go
Which one's
Ariel.
Tiana?
Princess and the Frog.
Princess and the Frog. Because she can cook
That's what's
so
bad for you?
No other.
I'm going to Snow White.
And she's a businesswoman so she can support me.
Yeah.
I will be a stay-at-home prince.
So Belle would be your side chick then?
No, Belle would be my number one. And then Tiana number two. Then I would go Little Mermaid number three.
Okay,
and then Shrek is your side chick.
Shrek is a DreamWorks production, you heathen.
I know. That's why Shrek is the side chick.
Could you imagine listening to waking up after making Sweet Love and it's Mike Myers' voice doing Shrek?
Shrek is love. Shrek is life.
Here's what's making news.
So this probably isn't surprising. The National Guard is rolling in hard to Washington, D.C. Of course, the inauguration of Joe Biden is happening next week. And they don't want any more shenanigans. And there's been all 50 states across the country, there is an alert up for law enforcement talking about potential issues that could arise, and everyone's just kind of on high alert after what happened with, you know, the Capitol. Well, it makes a lot of sense. And get out in front of it. I think that was the big criticism from what happened with the Capitol, is that they weren't prepared for that.
Any large group of people who are angry, the potential of a you know, like a powder keg situation happening is very real. Doesn't matter what they look like. It really doesn't.
Preventative measures are necessary. And, so yeah, get the National Guard in there. Let's make sure there's no more problems.
Has really made me sad over the last week is that we all remember when we were sitting there, we were watching this all unfold and how, you know, like the news was covering it, and now here we are a week later watching how everything has really unfolded, and you see the actual violence against just, you know, the members of the police force there, and just how much true destruction went down.
Yeah, you start to see the actual videos of the pandemonium that was going
on. My
heart
sank.
You're just
it's just wow.
Yeah. It wasn't just a bunch of people walking into a building and yelling. It was a lot worse than that.
No, they were looking to kill politicians.
Yep.
And that and the elected United officials. States,
yeah.
We're better than that.
So this is terrifying and cool. Samsung is working on a robot, and there's a lot of talk right now about tech because CES is going on, and normally, obviously, that's a big convention that happens.
It's one of the biggest in the world.
But virtual this year because of everything that's happening. But that's not stopping a lot of these companies from rolling out their new innovations. Samsung is rolling out a new robot that can pick up laundry, load the dishwasher, set the table.
I don't trust this.
Pour wine, and even bring you a drink.
Oh. Man. It's like a nanny bot.
You come here, you sexy bot.
Rosie the robot from the Jetsons.
On your mouth.
Wait, it's actually called Bot Handy? Can it give you a...
I hope so.
So Samsung says it'll be able to recognize objects using a camera and artificial intelligence. Huh? It's meant to be, quote, an extension of you in the kitchen, living room, and anywhere else you might need an extra hand in your home.
I love it. I love my robot that I have already, little Roomba thing. I'm obsessed.
We have been waiting for this sort of thing since the Jetsons.
Yeah.
What was the robot's name on the Jetsons?
Rosie.
It was Rosie. Yes. Thank you.
You know there was only 75 episodes of the Jetsons total?
Really?
Wow. And it's so iconic.
Yeah. Huh.
They left their mark. Wow.
Why did they stop after 75?
That's all you need.
They get canceled?
I think they got canceled.
They got canceled?
It's kind of ridiculous.
Who canceled? I want to know who canceled the Jetsons.
Ian just co-signed the fact that they got
75?
Canceled.
That's fine. Is it better to burn out or fade away? You know, they left their mark with 75. That's perfect. We didn't need any more.
I mean, if we've learned anything from Hollywood, it's to fade away.
So, yeah.
Jetsons was Hanna-Barbera, I believe.
Yeah.
And if you look at the Hanna-Barbera.
Whatever happened to Hanna-Barbera?
Well, if you look at the they still make some stuff, I believe. But if you look at the Hanna-Barbera style of animation, the only thing that they change is, like, the face. The body's, like, there's, like, two body movements, and then the faces just kind of move. You know, if you watch, there's some documentaries and some interesting things about the way they changed animation, because animation costs a whole lot. So when they figured out, like, oh, we don't have to move everything, and they reuse a lot of the backgrounds and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so they faded away because their company was cheap.
No, I still love Hanna-Barbera.
Yeah, because Disney came along and just scooped up the entire game.
No, they were the competitor. Like,
that's what I mean. And then Disney put them out of business.
I don't know if they're out of business. I just, you know, we just haven't heard much from them lately. Oh.
So you know things are bad with your with your political movement if you're storming the Capitol and then Axe body spray comes out and condemns you. Axe body spray. They're distancing themselves from the rioters.
Why would Axe body spray have to distance themselves from
somebody?
Because somebody who would storm the Capitol would totally be just dousing themselves in Axe body spray.
They actually dosed themselves with Axe body spray and then left the empty can, which is why Axe had to even put out a statement.
I don't think the people who were storming were wearing Axe body spray. I think they ran out of mace, and so they brought Axe body spray.
Yeah.
Just to clear the room?
Yes.
Ugh. All of a sudden, a bunch of thirsty chicks from Audrey's hometown come running up there like...
they were at the Capitol, actually.
But yeah, so a response came swiftly from the company decrying the action, said we'd like rather to be lonely than with the mob. Axe condemns the acts of violence and hate at the Capitol. We believe in the democratic process and the peaceful transition of power, which is just a statement that Axe body spray should never have.
We'd rather be lonely than with the mob?
What does that
mean? All right, Axe.
But what a weird time where Axe body spray is having to make political statements. Like, are we gonna get a political statement from like Bush's baked beans next?
Faygo's gonna come out and condemn everything.
I really want to know Faygo's take on this.
I need it.
I like that there was some dude that stormed the Capitol that had a utility belt. That had a couple of holsters. One was holding his mace. The other, his Axe body spray. He just grabbed the wrong one.
Can we just talk about this for 1 second? Is Ian brought up Faygo making a political statement?
Uh-huh.
If you guys remember the Million Juggalo March, no violence during the Million Juggalo March, because, I mean, there weren't quite a million juggalos there.
There's 45.
But
there's 45.
When you, like 10. When you cannot meet the level of the juggalos, when you have fallen so far off the cliff that the juggalos are on a mountain peak above you, you have done something wrong.
This young man did something very right. A 9-year-old from Alabama. His name is Ethan Walker. He knew something was wrong when a man pointed a gun at his mom at the gas pump. Oof. He managed to get his little sister out of the car, rescued his little sister before the carjacking took place. When he got in, I didn't really notice, but once my mom jumped in, that's when I started to notice he was trying to take our car. So I quickly jumped out, went around, and got Audrey out, his little sister.
It was me.
Within seconds, Ethan quickly unbuckled his 5-year-old sister's seatbelt, his mom, which, by the way, as a dad, I'll tell you this much. The seatbelts are designed so kids can't open them.
They're so tough.
They're very, very tough.
So adrenaline was just going
through
this kid's
veins. The button at the bottom that you have to push, but they've actually come out with like clamps for grandparents and stuff, because many of them have a hard time
with arthritis
and the pressure on them that you have to apply. This 9-year-old, no problem at all. He said that his mom was in tears, not knowing if her children were going to be taken. At that moment, nightmare. Ethan was very quick to jump out of the car, go around, get his little sister out. As soon as we were all out of the car, the guy drove away. Ethan's dad, Brian Walker, said he got the call. He's devastated to not be the one to be able to be there with his family to help rescue. Said he's very proud of his son. The Moody police chief, Thomas Hunt, said he plans to honor Ethan for his bravery.
Why was he so, why was he moody?
Two suspects involved in the robbery were later arrested.
Did he have a bad day?
He had a lot of things going on. Carjacking is going on.
The district attorney say they are facing multiple felony charges, including robbery and theft.
I get it. You know, there's a pandemic. We're all
God, if I had some Axe body spray, I would spray you in the eyes right now, you son of a bitch.
Every weekday morning from 6 to 10, the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
So sometimes, especially during these days, right, we all need some inspiration. And so, you know, everyone's got their own little thing. Maybe they look to their friends or their family members or a bottle, mm-hmm. whatever it is, find some comfort somewhere. Well, we've got something perhaps a little bit better than drinking friends and family, and that is strangers on the internet with an Instagram page. Wise words from the web. It's a feature that we like to do on a regular basis. You've probably seen these people. Maybe even some of them are friends of yours. I know I have a couple of these where they love to share the inspirational quotes that dramatically contradict themselves.
My favorite is when they see an inspirational quote in meme form and then they decide to read it themselves
the next day.
As if it's their own content.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Well, beautiful. These are people that maybe have no qualifications to be offering you advice, but that's not going to stop them because they're on the internet. These are wise words from the web.
You know, I'm not so sure it's wise you're trying to do this.
You woke up this morning, did you feel psyched up? Were you determined to make it a great day? Were you filled with desire and energy and empowered to make sure it happened? Or were you feeling just, I want to stay in bed today? The thing is, every single morning you open these eyes, you should be waking up with determination and focus. You should sleep them with pride and satisfaction. So wake with determination and focus, sleep with pride and satisfaction, because each and every day is a wonderful opportunity for you to take action towards your goals, to move towards your goals, to do what you can to improve your life. Wake with determination, focus, sleep with pride and satisfaction.
I love that.
Why are you up so early?
Because I got my mama counting on me. I got my sister counting on me. I got my son and my daughter counting on me. 3 o'clock in the doggone morning. I'm doing it every day and 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm telling y'all, the breakthrough. I'm going to break these boys. Why? Because where they come from, they couldn't get up at 3 o'clock in the morning if they wanted to. They smarter than me. They come from privilege. They got the language. They got the code. They got the rules. They grew up in it. But they will not get up earlier than me. They will not put out more content than me. Beast mode. 1, 2, 3. Beast mode. 1, 2, 3. Beast mode. 1, 2, 3.
Beast mode.
I beast mode my way to number one.
Listen up, you guys, let's talk about the vocab bowl. I know we're winning right now, but I want to expand our lead. Ash County Middle School is closing the gap. So to motivate you, I've gotten us a mascot. Stand by.
Stand by.
This is Buck. Buck the vocab mascot to encourage you to do your bucking vocab. If you don't do your bucking vocab and we lose the vocab bowl, I kill the dog.
Oh my God!
It doesn't get any better than that, I don't think.
Oh my God!
Follow the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on social media at Dave and Mahoney.
It's top stories! Here's what's making news.
I hate this study so much.
What's that?
Quote, we found that as adults at age 45, children with better self-control aged more slowly, said the study author.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
After tracking about 1,000 people in New Zealand for this one from birth to the age 45, investigators found that kids who were goal-oriented and be able to restrain their thoughts, behavior, and emotions turned out to have healthier bodies and brains by the time they hit middle age. The research team thinks it has to do with having better emotional regulation to deal with life. They plan better so that way they can experience fewer crises in life and challenges, and their response to challenges more measured and thoughtful when those problems do arise.
So, yeah, I mean, if you have impulse control, I mean, that goes to drinking, drugs, and food, which are the three things, and probably not exercising. Those are the those are the key pillars of, you know, aging you real quick.
So
the,
I'm 29, but on my insides, I'm really what, like 100 years old then?
Methuselah.
Oh, okay.
Methuselah. Mahoney's got some good Bible humor. I don't know if you guys have ever noticed that, but from time to time, he'll bust out a good Methuselah
did
joke.
Did you study theology in community college?
Yeah, right.
I had friends who went to seminary.
Did you? Okay.
Oh, see, you said Methuselah. My Bible is not up to par. I thought you were just mispronouncing Medusa. And I was like, fair.
Oh, you're Methuselah oblongata? So, bad news for weed smokers. Smoking marijuana exposes you to the same levels of cancer-causing chemicals found in tobacco, according to a study. Now, scientists at...
But it's more fun.
At the Cancer Institute and the CDC, they looked at levels of several dangerous chemicals in the blood and urine of 245 volunteers. They found that those who smoked marijuana still had several smoke-related toxic chemicals in their system, but at lower levels, obviously, than those who also or only smoked tobacco. And that's because you're not... If you're a smoker, most smokers that I know are getting through between half a pack and a pack a day.
Yeah,
right?
If you're a heavy smoker, I mean,
there's no way you're smoking between 10 and 20 joints a day. Like, that would be ridiculous. But smoking weed is still bad for you.
Well, any that's you're getting the smoke, it's the carcinogens, that sort of thing. Yes, mm-hmm. But yeah. That ain't gonna stop.
Speaking of weed, the mayor of Amsterdam says no more weed. The cannabis tourism has come to an end in Amsterdam, at least for the time.
Is it because of COVID or because they're all of a sudden they're like, hey, no more hookers and blow?
No, they're saying that too many people are wanting to go there specifically because they just want to get high.
Yes, that's why people go
to Amsterdam.
That's like Las Vegas going, hey, you know what? No more shows, conventions, or gambling.
Or hookers.
Well, there are no hookers.
No, well, of course not. There's no hot chicks direct to your room. They're going to rob you.
No, and if they are hot, yeah, you're right. They're going to rob you. Otherwise, they look like me.
Pretty much. And sometimes both. Sometimes they look like Mahoney. And wait a minute. Have you been robbing people?
I might have. Yeah, okay.
That's why he's got two watches on right now.
That's right.
So that actually happened off air a moment ago, but it's worth mentioning that Mahoney and I were talking about the Apple Fitness Plus and how I've got into it and I actually really like it and everything else. And Mahoney downloaded the Apple
Fitness
Plus.
Signed up for it, put my mom and my wife on it.
And then you realize that you have to have the Apple Watch in order to use it, but it makes sense, right? Because that's what tracks your workouts and how much you're standing and you're moving and everything else, how much you're exercising throughout the day.
But I've been a Fitbit guy for my whole life.
And you refuse to get off of Fitbit. So today he is literally wearing a watch on each wrist. So he has his Fitbit on one and then the Apple Watch on the other.
One tracks, like the Fitbit tracks my sleep so much better than the Apple Watch.
Why don't you just put your Fitbit on at night then?
Well, because I like it. You know, I mean, it tracks my blood pressure.
It does it on the Apple Watch.
This is a big fashion mistake, 100%.
You are just morphing into retirement. You just ooze retirement.
I mean, now I can look at what time it is on either arm. Like, it doesn't matter. I can like, oh, there it is. I know what time it is over there. Know what time it is over there. I can see my blood.
Justifying it right now. You're justifying wearing two watches.
It's so bad.
I like when he checks the time, he goes, oop, there it is.
I know. Oop, there it is.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
People that don't put their grocery carts back, I feel like, are like one of the worst kinds of humans, because it's like one of the most easiest things to do, and they just don't do it. Okay, love you, bye.
Message deleted.
So I don't know if you guys have followed, there is the grocery cart theory on self-governance.
Oh, yeah. I actually have this in front of me right now. Do you as well?
Yeah.
So I saw this the other day online, and it makes so much sense. So the shopping cart is the ultimate test for people whether they're able to self-govern. The return of the shopping cart is an easy and convenient task, and one which we all recognize is to be the right thing to do, right? Mm-hmm. Put your cart back when you're done shopping. It's the appropriate thing to do as well. The return of the shopping cart is objectively right. There are no situations other than a dire emergency in which a person is not able to return their cart. Simultaneously, it's not illegal to abandon your shopping cart. Therefore, the shopping cart presents itself as the apex example of whether a person will do the right thing without being forced to do it. No one will punish you for not returning the shopping cart. No one will fine you or kill you for not returning it. And you gain nothing by returning the shopping cart. You must return the shopping cart out of the goodness of your heart. You must return the shopping cart because it is the right thing to do and because it is correct, but that is it. A person who is unable to do this is no better than an animal, an absolute savage, mm-hmm. who would only be willing to do the right thing if they are forced to do it by being threatened with a law or the force that stands behind it. The shopping cart is what determines whether a person is a good or bad member of society.
I love that.
Oh,
and
every
above
word of it,
all else,
every word of it.
Whether or not you're just a lazy POS or not.
Which I am, but I still always return my shopping cart.
Always.
Always. Not once.
In fact, I'll pick
never
up other
in my
shopping
life
carts.
Have I not returned a shopping cart.
We could have utopia if it weren't for these people just leaving their carts in like the little gravel area. Like, what are you doing even like
that's a good spot?
You're
going to pop. Oh, there's nothing more tilting than when you pull into a parking lot and you're going to pull into a space and then you can't park there because somebody
left a cart
has left the
cart.
I'll leave my car running. I'll get out and I'll move that cart. I'll go put it back angrily and then park in that spot.
So you will even take carts that aren't your carts back.
So I used to work at Bilo.
Wow.
It's a grocery
chain, yeah. And one of my jobs as a bag boy was also
cart
the
duty
cart duty
is a bitch.
And so I would go out there and gather up all of the carts.
It's a young man's job.
It is. I mean, at the time, I wasn't angry at it like I am today. But as a result of that,
dad age.
Right. But I've learned the lesson that carts, it's so easy. Like, you literally have been walking around a store for probably, I don't know, 45 minutes to an hour, you know, depending on how long it takes mm-hmm. you to get a grocery shop. You can't spend 3 more seconds okay. walking it over to the corral. It's conveniently placed. Just walk it over there. Put
Dave,
it in. What's wrong with you?
We often have billion-dollar ideas mm-hmm. on the show, and we choose to let the people who are listening take advantage of them.
I think I know where you're going with this. We should shoot the people that don't put their carts back.
No. Oh. But oh. I think we should produce a show. Like, if Dexter's coming back, I feel like, you know, it was so popular for so long, you know, it was a serial killer who only murdered other killers.
That deserved it, right?
We yeah. need a serial killer show that only murders people who don't put their carts back.
That works in, like, the shopping areas as a cart putter backer.
I see. I
you can put
that's
down the
job.
Food. You can put that on the Food Network, I think. Maybe a bring a
oh,
drama
yeah, you
to
could.
The Food Network.
See, because it's a grocery store.
I like that.
Yeah,
we need to have a different spin, though. So instead of just, like, killing them, right, because that's a little dramatic and probably won't fly on the Food Network, we should just have Guy Fieri hiding underneath their car, and he'll slash their Achilles.
Oh, I was just thinking maybe just, like, get some ketchup, like, put it on the scene. Just making it look like a murder.
Oh,
and
no,
then
no,
they
no.
just kinda, like, wake up, and they're like, oh, so much ketchup.
No, we actually need to at least wing them.
Well, it's a television
yeah.
show.
Jeez. Yeah,
it's a television
yeah.
show.
You gotta make it dramatic for TV.
I
it's
see,
be
and
exciting.
Dave, and
I was thinking maybe like a comedy.
To expand upon the Guy Fieri angle, I think he could be like an international assassin on there as well. But he doesn't use knives. He sharpens those points on his hair. And that's how he gets you.
And he just spears
spikes
you.
Spikes him out like a porcupine.
Does he have that tool? Does he have that tool that like you use to sharpen knives with? Just that weird like metal thing?
But
he does it in his hair? It's like his comb?
Are we high?
What is this idea?
Hey, Dave Mahoney. I got a problem. I've been listening to you guys for years, but that's not the problem. Problem is, they're trying to cut off my feet this morning because apparently throughout my years and years of living, long story short, excuses, diabetes. They want to cut off my feet. What do you think I should do this morning? Should I go to the hospital or should I just let it ride?
Message deleted.
I mean, if they're already going to cut off your feet, just let it ride. I mean, at least have a couple of more days with your feet so you can say goodbye. I mean, this little piggy went to the market.
Oh,
this little piggy's
not
home. And this little piggy had a little bit too much roast beef covered in sugar.
And this little piggy didn't push his cart back, so now he's gone.
That's right.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
I'm sure that you guys have seen the story circulating this week about the not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, but six different inmates that escaped from the jail in California, Central California. Six inmates used a homemade rope to escape from the county jail. All of them are considered armed and dangerous. Staff at the jail noticed late Saturday that the six inmates were missing, and they went, oh.
So it was. What was the homemade rope made out of? Was it like back
bed
hair?
Sheets.
It didn't say exactly what it was made out of, but I mean, you got to think bed sheets, right?
Sheets, clothes.
Did you say back hair?
Yeah.
Mahoney, I don't think it was
disgusting.
Back hair.
I can't believe you said that.
Yeah.
I'm upset. I just picture them shaving each other beforehand.
The strength on it is very strong on most back hair.
They utilized a homemade rope to scale down the wall. I mean, this is something that you would see in like a cartoon.
Pillow sheet? Is that what was going on?
Is that my pillow? So they're mostly young guys that did this. So all but one of the suspects charged with violent felonies, including a murderer. So, there's a big problem. There's a 20-year-old by the name of George Barron, Gabriel Coronado, 19 years old, another 21-year-old.
Sweet. 2021 is off to an awesome start, right?
So these are all young guys between the ages of 20 and 22 years old, but six of them are on the loose as a result of the homemade bed sheets.
And you would assume that they would have a lot of time on their sentence still left for them to want to escape. So, cool.
It always tilts me when you see the people that have, 4 months left on their 18-month sentence and they escape from jail.
Like, what are you doing,
you idiot?
Now you've got, 5 years.
Yeah.
It blows my mind, too. Just the thought, also, that we're in 2021 and people are able to escape via a makeshift rope.
Right. So you scaled down the side of the jail wall and that's it?
Like that's all it took.
You didn't have. There wasn't like a fence with barbed wire you had to get over. Was there's no
electric shock collar?
A tunnel.
There's no ring doorbell to. There's motion outside. I mean, come on, guys. We should be better than this in 2021.
Their Wi-Fi was down, Dave. The Wi-Fi.
Is that what it was? Yeah.
The Wi-Fi was down.
So a Tampa man has been hospitalized after setting himself on fire while allegedly trying to burn down his own house. Way to go, Scott. The 51-year-old from Tampa was hospitalized, serious injuries after burning himself while trying to set a fire to his own home early Sunday morning. Police say that he broke a window at the house at 5:40 a.m., tried to throw a bucket full of accelerant into this home, but ignited it, exploded, and set himself on fire while burning down
his own house. Do you think it just hit the side of the house and bounced back?
I
bet that it got like a little dribble on his
Scotty
foot.
Scotty Juhani.
Do not give him that cool of a name.
Do you think
that name is
him?
Way too cool.
No, that's just what he said when he called 911. He's like, Scotty Juhani, help me.
Why did you do that? Why? Why did you do that, Terry?
There is a certain person, a person so vile and arrogant, the middle ground between horrible and useless, a culinary and retail nightmare, a person which we call Karen. These are the Karen Chronicles.
May I speak to the manager?
So what you're about to hear are all real reviews that have been left online by some very angry people. And it's not just Karens today. There is a Darren. Darren is the male version of a Karen. But again, Karen has nothing to do with the name. It is a lifestyle. It is an attitude. But in this circumstance, all of these reviews actually come from Karens and Darrens.
Darrens, they've got the crew cut haircut.
Mm-hmm. Give you a visual of what they look like here.
The no spill Dockers.
Right.
And the braided belt with the phone on the outside.
And they are very proud. They're like, look, I can put ketchup right on my pants and it just rolls right off.
Bluetooth?
They'll show you.
Bluetooth speaker in their ear?
Bluetooth.
Or is that too...
No.
It's a phone on
the belt. It's like a utility belt, but it's a braided belt. Definitely that they've had since the 80s or early 90s.
White sunglasses.
White Oakleys that, and they recreationally play softball.
Oh, yeah.
And they are proud of it.
They wear that jersey shirt.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
On Fridays.
Intramural champs 3 years in a row.
Is that your name on the back, Darren? Sure is.
We're Dynasty.
So here we go with the Karen Chronicles for today. The first one is from Playland. This is from California, 4.5 out of 5 stars, and they do some experiences at Playland. One of the experiences being paintball, which can be fun, right? Noelle said 5 out of 5 stars. This is amazing. The staff at Playland, they're great. Had an 11-year-old son. Had his birthday party there, and it was the best ever. Kyle S. said 5 out of 5. Came here with a group of buddies twice in the past month. Always a great experience. Karen C. said 1 out of 5 stars. This was my first experience with paintball, and I was shocked at how brutal it is. I took 4 10-year-old boys here, and they all left with big welts and bruises. There's no real warning how painful it actually is. The boys were put into the same arena as men who looked like they just came out of Afghanistan. At one point, one of the men ran up and shot my son point blank in the butt. He acted like he wasn't writhing in pain, but I could see it in his eyes. I think that paintball in general is not explained enough, and there are not enough options for younger kids. Maybe it could hurt less. Maybe you could have my money. Until then, don't expect me or my boys there ever again.
Gasp.
I mean, who didn't know that paintball hurt?
Who's shocked Karen. By paintball hurting? It's like
Karen is, guys. Karen.
And if you think that paintball's too painful, maybe try airsoft. Like, I mean, that's like a step below.
Yeah. Also, I mean, like, it hurts, but it doesn't hurt that bad. Like, just wear thicker clothes. You'll be all right.
It hurts.
I mean,
you bruise.
Yeah, you bruise, but that's part of it.
That's why I wear my tactical jeans.
That's why you try your tactical. Those are cargo pants, Mahoney.
I just screamed,
tactical
Darren.
Tactical jeans, Dave.
This pocket, Axe body spray. So this is Logan's Alley. It's a bar in Grand Rapids, Michigan. 4 out of 5 stars. Mason B. said 5 out of 5. Tried this local place for the first time. Definitely be back. Tons of drinking options and $4 Bloody Marys on Sundays. Got the mac and cheese. Probably the best hot mac and cheese I've ever had. Cat B. said 5 out of 5. Really great place. Been here a couple of times and continue to frequent and bring people here. It is casual and fun. Darren S. said 1 out of 5 stars. No pricing for any of the beers that were listed on the chalkboard behind the bar. They were just in the menu. You also advertise half-price seasonal beer and wines on the special board behind the bar. However, you don't state in the special that it's just for the bottles of wine. The bartender had to tell me that it is, in fact, for all bottles of wine. You have hands that are more than capable of writing down prices and explaining the specials. Do that, please.
Did it really say ugh?
Yeah, you spell it ugh. And I should mention, outside of that first line, all caps.
All caps.
All caps.
Beautiful.
You think he just got angrier and angrier as he was typing out the review? And you know that this Darren doesn't properly know how to type, so he's hunting and pecking.
Oh, for sure.
Hunting and pecking.
Yeah, just using just the 2 index fingers on his BlackBerry.
They did write the specials down. I'm going to Yelp.
He's got like one of those like TV-sized Samsung phones.
I was Yelp Elite in 2012.
Ew.
And finally, this is Latitude's restaurant. This one takes us to Highland Beach, Florida. 4.5 out of 5 stars. Nikki T. said 5 out of 5. Amazing service, beautiful views, perfect food. All you can really ask for and then some. I accidentally broke a glass. Sorry. And they were so nice about it. Really great people here. Quintella M. said 5 out of 5. Yummy for starters. This restaurant sits inside of a beautiful resort directly on the beach. Valet parking only. Restaurant is absolutely beautiful upon entering. Very lush looking. Nice staff. And a view of the beach that is breathtaking.
Can we eliminate yummy as a descriptor word?
Yummy.
I hate it. We get it in
yums.
Karen Chronicles.
Like
and we
sauce?
Also get it in the Misconnection Inspection.
When you're going to get some yum yum sauce, it's some sushi. Oh, I'm in on that.
Okay, so you call it yummy yummy sauce?
Give me a screaming meal with the yum yum sauce.
I hate it.
Karen J., not a great experience. 1 out of 5 stars. Your food menu selections are pitiful. You should have to create your own omelet as well as French toast on the brunch menu? No, thank you. A salmon, quesadilla, half chicken, and pot pie entrees should not be on the menu at all. Oh, wait, yes, they should! In addition, a grilled cheese sandwich would be a nice menu addition as well. I would like to be a smart decision maker and add chicken and steak options to your menu for the salads. One bartender kept rubbing his ear and face, and another bartender touched her hair! The bartender took my drink order, kept rubbing my arm while taking my order. Even a server touched her hair again! Why are these people touching themselves? Never again! She went through the entire menu and told them to add something to everything that they have.
Also, you're mad that there's French toast on a brunch menu, Karen?
I mean, that's...
That's like the superior brunch item.
Yes, it belongs there, even if you don't want it. If it's not there, I'll be pissed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What I think I'm most mad about is that she thought that adding a grilled cheese to their menu would make this a five-star restaurant. A grilled cheese?
I'm not mad. Well,
yeah, I mean, I love a grilled cheese.
A grilled cheese sandwich.
A grilled cheese.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
Holy smokes, Bitcoin is all over the place. I don't know if you guys have been tracking this or if you have any money in Bitcoin or hopefully you sold before all this.
10 years ago.
Bitcoin has plunged like 30% in the last couple of days.
It's down 10,000, but it was up at around 40.
40,000, yeah. So we actually have a friend that we went to a lunch with, I don't know, a few years ago. And he was talking about how he got into Bitcoin early and then he cashed out. And I mean, in hindsight, he cashed out way too early.
Still made good money.
But he made like seven figures and he'd always dreamt of like opening a shop and of his own and, you know, like outright owning the place. And he was able to do that with all the money he made off of Bitcoin. And this was, again, a few years ago before it went nuts.
I remember sitting like, man, it's like $1,000 a coin, like, or $800 a coin. Like, we're never going to make any money off of this. We're too late to the game at this point.
Yeah.
Did you see that one guy who was on one of those, what is that one show that you love that's like $1 million listing or something like that in New York where they go around and all of these realtors try and sell massive properties?
$1 million listing.
Okay, so there was one guy who went on there and he turned down an offer for $50,000 of Bitcoin to buy this home. That house now is worth $13 million.
What?
Yes. Turned it down for $50,000 of Bitcoin.
Wow.
Could you imagine?
Whoops.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Whoops.
But here's the thing. We like to romanticize and think about this. Dave and I would have been out like the moment it tripled.
Of course, because we're gamblers.
Yeah.
And you know that when
you're up,
yeah, you got to cash out. Yeah, otherwise, you're not going to stay up.
We've let it ride one too many times.
Yeah.
And that never works.
Just last week, a Bank of America analyst said that the Bitcoin surge may be, quote, the mother of all bubbles. Yeah. So,
them and Tesla, if I had to guess.
Yeah. So this is kind of surprising. The Philadelphia Eagles have fired their head coach, Doug Peterson. The reason why it's surprising is because, I mean, they just won a Super Bowl a couple of years ago, right? And obviously all with Carson Wentz has been problematic and Jalen Hurts not being able to settle on a quarterback and blah, blah, blah. But he is out, so Doug Peterson has officially been fired as the head coach. And Sala, the defensive coordinator for the 49ers, he has been in talks for a lot of teams. I mean, there's seven now openings for head coaches across the NFL.
Positions are going to be open, and how many teams need a new quarterback? Like, this is going to be a crazy offseason.
You would certainly think so. And Sala has been they asked for permission to interview him from the 49ers for the head coaching job in Philadelphia, which you've got to think is a pretty attractive opportunity. I mean,
any head coaching position in the NFL is probably attractive when you're not a head coach.
But the Eagles, you have some working parts there. There's an enormous passion for
a lot of D batteries.
So many D batteries. Yeah.
I don't think that I
understand that.
You'll never be lonely.
They threw snowballs at Santa Claus
and they throw D batteries at players all the time.
Oh, do they? Oh, that's awful.
Yeah.
A lot of grease poles. I did know that, but I didn't know it was grease poles mixed with D batteries as well.
They had to grease the poles
for the D batteries.
No, to keep the people from climbing them after
inside
the game.
The stadium. They will throw batteries at players.
Outside of the stadium, they intentionally had to grease the poles so people wouldn't scale them after the game.
Interesting. Yeah. That's a pretty nice fan base there.
They like to have a good time.
If you're winning, even if you're winning, they still hate you.
They still hate you. Yeah, it doesn't matter. So a bunch of elected officials got COVID after the Capitol got stormed. This is pretty neat. A New Jersey congresswoman announced yesterday that she has tested positive for COVID-19 after huddling with other lawmakers, many of whom refused to wear a mask. She said she is exhibiting minor cold-like symptoms and staying at home in good spirits, so looks to be fine there. But, yeah, I mean, it sucks, right? You go through this, I can only imagine, a very traumatic experience. You don't know if you're going to die or not, right?
You're texting your loved ones, I love you.
A bunch of angry people are storming anywhere that you are. Terrifying.
Horrible.
And on top of that, now you have to huddle up with people that don't want to wear masks and get COVID on top of it. Super duper. So, Godspeed to all of those people that are having to deal with something else on top of everything else.
A speedy recovery.
Remember when we're really hoping at the start of the new year, 2021, we would just wake up in the morning and it would just be like, a breath of fresh air.
Yeah. that was cute.
That was a funny thought.
We had 7 days or 6 days, whatever it was.
6 days.
Five days. And then on the sixth day.
On the sixth day.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
Dr. Dre is still fighting through it, so he remains in ICU after his brain aneurysm in case he suffers another one. So positive health update for fans earlier this week after we revealed that he's doing much better and he's able to communicate and everything else. In the meantime, as we know, he's agreed to pay his ex-wife, his estranged wife, Nicole Young, $2 million in temporary spousal support. Pretty cool that she took her foot off the gas on that while he was, you know, in the ICU from a brain aneurysm. Just kidding, she didn't. So he's paying her out. But they're not sure what caused the aneurysm yet, so they're keeping him in the ICU.
I mean, that's a scary thing.
As a precaution.
Aneurysms are, I mean, when it comes to like things that I fear a lot, high
you
on the list.
You fear aneurysms?
That and getting eaten by lions.
Really?
Those two.
Aneurysms and lions.
What do you fear most, Ian? Is there anything that you worry that is going to take you out?
Lions, probably.
Lions as well.
Lions. Okay. Very, very frightening.
You're the
king of the jungle.
You're walking down the street, next thing you know, just mauled.
My biggest fear would be having to watch you two get eaten by a lion and try and run away from the scene because I wouldn't be able to handle it.
Oh, see, I feel like I would bust out the popcorn and just watch.
You'd watch?
Well, I mean,
but then you would be third because you'd just be waiting.
No, I assume that they would be full after Mahoney.
Stephen Mahoney, that was the 2 minute promise. We never play more than 2 minutes of commercials at a time. Now, back to the show. Alt 107.5.
So we've been talking about the little things in life that bring you joy. Well, today we pivot and talk about the little things in life that annoy the ever-living crap out of you. Audrey, you dropped one right away in chat. What is it for you?
Oh, gosh. I actually, Kyle is saying that I'm venting and I'm letting it all out right now. I've listed like 11 different things, but I think the top one for me is whenever people are walking and they don't pick up their heels and they scuttle their feet across and it makes that sound of like the...
Really?
See, across the... Oh, my gosh, it drives me nuts.
I've never said.
Your hearing's awful, too. How do you hear that?
Oh, but you know what I'm talking about? When they scuff their feet across the ground. Pick up your feet.
I'm a bit of a scuffer sometimes.
Oh.
But I will say the more egregious version, if we're talking about walking, is if you are in a area like a mall, a restaurant, or anywhere that, you know, like there's not a whole lot of space and you're all walking the same way, and somebody just stops for no reason.
Oh, they're just looking at something.
They just stop.
They
like
stop.
Full blown stop in like the middle. You don't go off to the side. You just full blown stop. And I'm gonna have to like hit on my knee brakes.
Uh-huh.
And
yeah.
Possibly
yeah.
blow out an ACL or an MCL. That's the no. No, I don't want to have to be in rehab for 6 months because you decided to stop and look at a white barn candle company.
Next thing he knows, his career's over. It's terrible.
Kevin joining us this morning. What's up, Kevin?
Hey guys. So one thing that absolutely drives me nuts is when I'm eating with people and I hear them chew.
Oh,
just
yeah.
for no reason. It makes
Stop.
My skin crawl.
Oh, it's driving me crazy just hearing that. So I used to work with this guy, Kevin.
Sorry, Kevin.
And nice guy through and through, like great conversations every time you went out with them. It was, you know, you had a lot to talk about and never felt like the dinner dragged, right? Except for he was the slowest eater of anyone that I've ever met. And it was because he chewed his food loudly more than anyone I've ever met in my entire life. And I mean, I get that you're supposed to eat slowly and chew your food and blah,
Who was
blah,
it?
Blah.
Was it Nancy Reagan that said, like, you chew your food like 26 times each, like peas 26 times? Like,
what are you talking about, Nancy? But yeah, it drove me crazy, Kevin. So I feel you on that. And thank you for the call today, man. Have a good one.
Have a good one, guys.
Appreciate it. This one coming to us from Duke Kaboom in our chat on twitch.tv/Dave and Mahoney. He said, when restaurants open at 6 p.m., damn it, I want to eat at 4:30.
I'm with you on that.
Yes.
So I didn't used to care at all.
Love the early bird.
Yeah, you guys remember in college, right? I mean, we didn't used to go out until like 11 o'clock.
10.
Yeah.
That's when ready.
That's when the party started was, you know, right before midnight, and then it was just a rager until 2, and they kicked us all out of the bar. But now I'm like a 4:30 dinner sounds wonderful to me.
3 o'clock dinner. I am all in on what because
it's still lunch.
And it's better for you too, because if you don't eat later on, you have more time, so you got a little bit of a fast going on.
It doesn't work like that for me. If I eat a dinner at 4:30 and I'm sitting on the couch by like 8:30, I'm snacking.
I'm hungry.
Again. If you're eating dinner at 4:30, you should be asleep by 8:30.
Absolutely.
Yeah. No. See,
7 o'clock.
No, it doesn't work like that.
I'm in bed
that
by 7.
No, we've got to watch Ted Lasso.
We put our kids down at 6:30. Watch the hell out of some Ted Lasso. That's a good show right there. That's a great show. Hell of a mustache, Jason Sudeikis.
I'll tell you, what it isn't.
But
it's
no,
Perry Mason.
We have get out of here with Perry Mason. Nobody else liked that show. but we have like 2 hours after the kids are to bed that we actually have like adult time where we can just sit there and watch a show that, you know, is an adult show as opposed to Blippi or something on TV. Yeah. It's necessary. Lisa said, I have a neighbor who parks his Uber van in front of my house. It's a public street, so I'd have no leg to stand on, but it annoys the S out of me. And when people can't merge into one lane, it's like a zipper.
If you, in a neighborhood of houses, and you're parking in some in front of somebody else's house.
That seems so brazen to me.
That is
never
an egregious. That is a declaration of war.
Unless, I mean, it depends on where you live, right? I mean, some streets are designed like that, where there's
if it's New York or San Francisco, sure. Yeah. But when you live in a suburb and you've got like lawns and whatever, driveways.
If you're not parking in your driveway, but you're parking in front of my house instead.
Yeah, your driveway's empty and you're parking in front of my house.
Jennifer said, people that blow their nose in front of me, it grosses me out. Take your butt to the bathroom. I do not want to hear your boogery bodily fluids.
Can I ask you guys this? Do you blow your nose in the shower?
Yeah, for sure.
No.
Yeah.
Like do a snot rocket?
Right into my hand.
I do it right in my fingers, and then I look at it after.
Oh, you look into your hands? I just do it straight into the drain.
You do it in your hands? Like you like,
yeah,
oh, that's gross.
And then I look. Just to make sure that I had in there is out.
It loosens everything. Why do you have to go into your hand?
What if there's like a bloody booger? You're like,
then
I'm
concerned.
Dying. I'm dying.
I'm concerned. It's
too
dry.
Those are the most tasty. They're juicy.
Oh, God.
Every weekday morning from 6 to 10, the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
So what are the little things in life that annoy you? Lindsay said when somebody calls for information but doesn't have a pen to take down the information with. Yeah, sure, I'll hold, homie.
What about whenever you call like a help desk or a service and you get passed around 1,000 times from person to person to person to person to person?
And then you finally get on with the right person.
Every time.
And then you finally get on the phone with the right person and they hang up on you.
Yes. And then you don't call back.
Oh my gosh. I'm shaking. I'm trembling.
I'm so angry.
That is the worst.
They do that on purpose for sure.
And you can't hunt them down and beat them with Nerf guns or, pool noodles. Because they live in, it's always Indonesia. It's always a call center in Indonesia.
Jenny said when people let their kids go around with dirty faces, I'm talking crusty food or dirt on their face or crusted snot. It's understandable when they're eating, but when they're done, clean up your damn kids.
It's so gross. I feel like kids with dirty faces are grosser than adults with dirty faces. I don't know what it is.
No, adults with dirty faces, way worse. When you see somebody with like a bunch of crap in their beard. Ugh.
Kid hands are nasty as hell.
Yeah, man. Kid hands?
Kid hands. They touch everything, man. Touching everything. Picking up dirt.
When people pronounce words incorrectly, like my husband, who says the L in salmon. Salmon.
People who say drowned. I can't stand that.
Washing machine.
Isn't that
my dad. Growing up, throughout all of my years, it was always wash the dishes.
Was it the Salman Rushdie? Didn't he write? Was it the Satanic Rituals?
Yes.
Is that what his big book was that got him on the hit list from Iran or wherever?
Yep.
Yeah. Cool. Salmon.
Michael said when people pull into a gas station, but the pump that they pulled up to is the opposite side of where their gas cap is, and then they still proceed to stretch it over.
Hold on. Flip up their car. Hold on.
Oh, Mahoney, do not tell me you've done this.
No. There are places that have extra long handles, like Costco. If you go to a Costco, that thing is long enough to go on either side, even if you have an SUV. And it's meant to do that way. So
no, it's not.
Yes, it is. 100%. No. You guys don't know Costco like I know Costco. You're not a member.
I'm a member of Costco. Do you take it back? Yes, I am.
Well, I like to see your card.
I'm an executive member of Costco.
I like to see your card.
I don't have it. My wife does.
Okay.
That's tilting.
Your wife's
Costco members.
Yeah.
Yes.
And Costco members that act like they're in some secret club.
The elitist of grocery stores. Yeah,
exactly.
I'm embarrassed to say I'm a part of Sam's
Club. In our chat, Christina said, Costco has it like that for a reason, so it's efficient. And that's the one place
that's not
where
efficient.
It's okay.
Don't be
here.
Such an idiot that you don't know what side your gas tank is.
There's
an arrow in your car.
No, there's 500 cars that are going through that, and somehow they get through there fast. It's like a Chick-fil-A drive-thru. Everybody gets there through quick because it's designed efficiently.
Everyone in
Costco
the chat
does
is
it again,
with Mahoney.
Baby.
Everyone in the chat is agreeing with Mahoney and saying that that's 100% right.
All of you fired. Armando said when you go to the gym and some dummy puts the wrong dumbbell on the wrong section, like the 15-pound dumbbell does not go where the 60-pound dumbbell goes, Darren, then I have to move the wrong dumbbells to the right section because someone was too lazy at the gym. What a contradiction.
That is the same as the shopping carts.
Yep.
It's very similar.
Put them back where they belong.
It's not that difficult. You know what, something that annoys me to no end about myself is when I go to the gym, I will look for the close parking place. Like, I'll drive around the parking lot and find.
Same.
And then I'm like, what am I doing? Like, I'm literally going into this place
to walk
to run
in place.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, why wouldn't I just walk the length of the parking lot? In fact, I should park at the back of the parking lot. Instead, I'm sitting here like, ooh, I'm so excited when I get the spot right up front. I'm like,
Rockstar parking.
No wonder you have to lose 30 pounds of
I feel
ball
like the,
of blubber.
The front parking space is annoying because then you're always surrounded by a bunch of cars, and then somebody's always waiting, and so it's much harder to pull out. That's why if you park at the back, you can just straight out. You go.
I got one, and I don't know how you guys feel about this, but it kind of triggered a lot of people in the chat because they apparently do it as well. But people who are grown adults, grown-up people, who wear mixed-match socks on their feet.
Not acceptable.
Not acceptable.
But if they're wearing shoes, 35 what does it matter?
If you're a child, it's
you
acceptable.
You are a 35-year-old person.
You should be able to match two
match
socks.
Match your socks.
Who cares if socks are matched? They're not seen. Socks are not seen 99%
of the time. You're that guy.
No, I mean, if you've only got two socks left and they don't match and I need socks on my feet, you
throw
know
them
it's
away.
Even worse?
Throw them away. They don't have a pair.
People who don't wear socks and shoes and then they take their shoes off and then their feet smell like straight up booty.
Kim joining us this morning on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. What's up, Kim? How are you?
I'm doing good, guys.
So what's going on? What annoys you to no end?
So I'm a Postmates driver, and the thing that annoys me the most is when I don't get a building number or an apartment number or any way to deliver your food. Like, I'm supposed to, like, pull your address out of my butt and deliver it to you.
So true.
Oh,
yeah.
So bad.
And then the person gets mad at you for not serendipitously knowing where they live. That's how it works, right?
It's so annoying.
Yeah. You put it in the directions, right? The bottom part.
Yes,
like,
of course you do.
Like,
yes,
like,
you, all
like,
the codes.
I got a gate.
And,
yeah. Here's the gate number, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Oh, Kim, I feel you. Thanks for the call today. I appreciate you. Going back to Facebook here, Tanya said, people parking in the striped handicap parking area, it's not a parking spot or a loading area.
I will say something.
Move your ass.
That's like, that is I will say something, man. Like, because that is just dirty. That is just dirty because you know why those exist? It's because so the vans can open up and they have a ramp so that, like, if you are in a wheelchair, they can have a space for it to come down.
Devin in South Lake Tahoe said, when people encroach on me while I'm paying the cashier at the grocery store, I sarcastically asked a man once if he wanted to help me put my debit card PIN in because he was so close.
Needless to say,
I am 100. Then this happens to attractive women, I imagine, much more than it does to guys.
Back up off my heels.
Do not cross the line. Like, you can go up to the conveyor belt, but you do not cross that conveyor belt line when I am paying.
Don't put your groceries on there because they don't have the little things right now.
Yeah.
Really? Right now? Yeah, no.
The little dividers?
Yeah.
They're not supposed
right
to
have
them. Not right now. Not within the last six months.
No, they don't.
Yeah,
no,
they
don't.
Do. I was at a grocery store yesterday.
You're lying.
But they should not have that because everyone's touching it.
It was a Costco.
No. Of course it was a Costco.
It was not. That's a lie.
No, it's not.
But you're not supposed to put your groceries on there on the conveyor belt until they wipe it down and do whatever.
If they don't have a thing, but if there's a divider, then I could put my groceries on.
Well, of course. But in 2020, I know you're lying.
Most places
you have not seen that.
I have. 100% I have. I promise you.
Also tilting. That is not true.
That is... Go to Costco.
Such a liar.
Go to my Costco.
Well, I can't because I don't have a membership, so I can't go
to see whether or not you're lying.
50 bucks a year. Can't afford it. To save even more than that. You know, you buy toilet paper once from Costco, you've already saved that 50 bucks.
Oh, like, that's pretty funny. Ignacio said, the thing that annoys me in life is the border wall. I have to try harder to get over it. Oh, come on, man.
Well, luckily it's not complete. You can just walk.
You just walk around.
Dave and Mahoney, every weekday morning from 6 to 10.
So we're talking about the little things in life that annoy you today, and I will say that spot on with this one here. I hate when you stop your car for a pedestrian to cross, and then they try to wave you through. Like, just go. I already stopped my car for you.
Pedestrians have the right of way. Yeah.
The people, when you do that, then they just kind of saunter.
Oh, you don't. You want me to?
You
gotta
get a little. You get a little
hustle
jump.
Up. Hustle up.
No.
When somebody stops me, I pretend I'm running.
Hang on, I've got to hear Audrey's.
If I'm walking, I'm gonna walk like this.
Yeah,
that's not fast enough.
And no,
move.
I'm not
quicker.
Running. I'm not going to the gym.
No, I'm not saying you have to run.
You know that
just a little jump at the beginning.
The thing that we've talked about, where somebody's holding the door for you.
You kind of do that.
You're not. You don't have to run.
Close the door.
You just do that quick little.
Close
like,
the door.
No.
Act like you're going faster.
Quit it.
It's the little jump. It's the you could just do like a little immediate like initial burst.
I think
of
that's
speed.
Rude. No. Stop holding the door open for me because you just want to see me run like a weirdo.
No, I don't think you're trying to be polite and not gentlemanly. It has nothing to do with you. We're trying to. I'll hold the door for Mahoney.
In general.
We've held the door for you plenty of times coming into the office.
I know. Stop it. I think that you just want to see Mahoney just get a little pep in his step.
My favorite thing about going to Japan, and I've only been one time, is that when you go over there, and Mahoney, you'll see the same thing, I imagine, if you finally get a chance to do your trip. The people, everyone in the crosswalk will do the jog. Everyone does the jog to get out of the way.
Because
it's courteous.
So I am supposed to sprint.
No one's telling you to sprint. Stop being dramatic.
You want me to run a 440 across the street?
I want you to move your sloth-like ass and stop crawling through the crosswalk.
I'm not like doing TikTok dances across the thing. I'm just trying. I'm doing a nice little walk.
Who slow down?
Hurry up. Move.
Yeah, man.
Everyone's
courteous.
Everyone's.
I'm being courteous. You be courteous. That's how society works. And if you choose to not participate in it, that's when I...
As a man who doesn't even jump, you run across the street for a car.
I move my walking speeds up.
Interesting.
So that's what the Brooks Beasts are for.
My standard walking speed is probably 2.5 miles an hour. I bump it up to 4.5 miles an hour.
That's a good clip right there.
That's right.
Kyle said, my list of things that annoy me is so long that making this list is annoying me.
Fair. Yeah. Fair enough.
Uh-huh. Rada said, food posts on Facebook. Not a special occasion, no special meal, but badly lit, crappy pictures of your food that look like puke. Nobody cares what you're eating.
Food pictures only belong on Instagram.
I love
Facebook,
food pictures.
Facebook, no. Twitter, not really. Instagram is where food photos belong.
Heather, you're so right. When somebody pulls out in front of me and there is not a car in sight behind me.
And they're slow as
hell. Slow. Like, if you're going to pull out in front of me, go ahead.
Hit that gas.
Jam it.
Hit it.
Happens to me all the time.
You deserve it.
No.
You
deserve
it.
Happens to me all the time.
You deserve it.
Where people think it's a four-way and it's not. You know what I'm talking about when people think it's like a four-way stop?
Yeah, like the orgy. Oh.
No, what? Like an orgy?
So the four-way stop, what?
A four-way stop when you're driving a car and somebody thinks that it's supposed to be a four-way and it's not. So they pull out in front of you thinking you're going
to
stop.
I think technically it has to be five people, Dave.
For an orgy?
Yeah.
Really?
I think so.
No.
That's a crowd.
No. Three.
Where does the fifth person go?
There's a threesome, a foursome.
What happens for the fifth
person? A five is where it becomes an orgy.
A fifth person is just voyeurism.
You have to stand in the corner, Chad.
Cover your ears.
All right, so these are all popular songs that I'm sure you've heard before. You guys trying to figure out what they are. Of course, the challenge here is that they're not performed by the actual original artist. They're performed as cover songs by people that fancy themselves to have some level of skill. Some of them actually do. Some of these covers are great. Others are not so great. 30 seconds for each one of these songs. You'll ring in by raising your hand whenever you think you know the correct answer. Okay, so you raise your hand. Mm-hmm. And we'll let the full 30 seconds play out so we don't mess up the listening experience. But Audrey and Mahoney, you guys are playing against each other today. We have a total of three, a fourth if necessary as the bonus. So whoever gets two out of the three is going to be the winner again. A fourth bonus one will be used only if it's necessary. Are you guys ready for song number one?
Yes.
Okay, so again, ring in by raising your hand. Here we go with number one.
I've been reading books of old, the legends and the myths. Achilles on his gold, Hercules and his gifts. Spider-Man's control, and Batman with his fist. And clearly I don't see myself upon that list. But she said, where'd you wanna go? How much you wanna risk? I'm not looking for somebody with some superhuman gifts. Some superhero.
Okay, that got worse as it went along.
Why
Audrey,
did that sound
over to
like
you?
That was in front of a crowd?
He put the crowd effects.
Yeah,
he added crowd effects to that.
He's a superstar.
In post, yes.
So Audrey? It's Coldplay.
Mm-hmm.
Something just like this.
That's not the name of the song.
That actually is it. Something
it's in parentheses.
Like
we'll give it to her.
Yep. Well done. Audrey, full point.
Collusion.
It's not collusion.
Collusion.
She answered the right answer.
Uh-huh.
What was the name of the song then, Mahoney?
I don't know. I just know it's not that.
Oh,
it's something just like this. That is the name of the song.
Yeah, I don't believe it.
That is Coldplay, something just like this.
Fake news.
That's the name of the song.
It's the name of the song.
I don't even think Coldplay exists.
Okay, here we go. On to number two. You are the worst.
She's the one for me. She's all I really need. Oh, yeah. She's the one for me. Emptiness is loneliness, and loneliness is cleanliness, and cleanliness is godliness, and God is empty, just like me.
Yeah.
I saw this band on October 8th, 2011. They did not play that song, even though Billy sounded just like that. That was the Smashing Pumpkins with Zero.
That is correct. And actually, little known fact, that was actually Billy Corgan without the rest of the band. Yep. That's what he said.
Yeah,
that was
Zwan. Just garbage. Just pure, unadulterated garbage.
So, Mahoney, do you rescind your comments about collusion now that it's all tied up?
No, you still were colluding with Audrey.
Okay. All right. So here we go on to number three. Each of you have a full point. Whoever gets a full point here is going to be our winner. Let's go. Mahoney knows it because it is his sex album.
Yes, sweet, sexy time songs from our friends in the Kings of Leon who have a new album coming out, I believe, and that is Sex on Fire.
For the win, you did it.
Follow the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on social media at Dave and Mahoney.
So if peanut allergies are something that you are dealing with in your life or someone that you love's life, this is some big news potentially. iReach is a 5-year randomized clinical trial aimed at assessing and improving pediatric studies in prevention of peanut allergy guidelines. And through supporting pediatric clinics and adhering to the guidelines, we have an achievable way to prevent peanut allergy and reduce the effects of it, which is exciting, said the doctor behind this investigation. So they did a 5-year study on this, and they think they made a huge breakthrough on peanut allergies.
I love that.
I love it because that means, potentially, that I'll be able to choose between peanuts and pretzels on Southwest flights again.
I mean,
I like the peanuts.
I'm not going to lie. When they hand out the cheese it alternatives, the cheese nips.
Cheese nips?
I feel like cheese nips are superior also to cheese its, but they don't. I can never find them in stores.
Well, because they're called cheese nips. I think that it's against most state laws to sell cheese nips.
You're telling me you don't want cheese nips in your mouth?
Free
the nips.
That's right.
But who was sitting around and they went, cheese nips, and no one went, hey, Carl, that's short for nipple. That's short for cheese nipple.
I feel like it was one of those things that came out in like the 30s and when nip didn't mean something. And
nip has always meant nipple.
I don't know. I think that's more of a recent thing.
Nipping out wasn't a thing in the 30s?
I think nipping out was like a 90s thing.
Is there any 90-year-olds listening this morning that can tell us if nipping out was a thing in the 30s? Because I'm very curious now.
Well, you can say nip it. You know what I mean? Like
nip it in the bud.
In the bud, yes.
It's in the bud.
Bud.
Nip can be like to cut.
I always thought it was the bud.
I always thought it was the bud.
Cheese Nips does have a Wikipedia page. They were founded in 1955.
So 1955 was
in Hanover, New Jersey.
The year of the nip.
No, I mean, 1955 is when, you know, there was a fairly large hippie movement at that point, right?
It's the early Bohemian.
It's not like people were unaware that nipples existed.
Well, I would even think during the pinup phase of the world, that was like, what, 20s, 30s?
If you don't call it nipping out, what do you call it?
It wasn't called anything. It was just it just existed.
It was just risque.
Busting out.
Ooh. I am very.
You have a booby boner?
Okay, that's worse.
I am very.
Let's stick to the nips.
Upset that the cheese nips Wikipedia page is not very thorough. The history. Under the history section, it says cheese nips originally stylized as cheese hyphen nips were introduced in 1955, and that's it.
Thank you.
That's their whole history?
That's all they have on their Wikipedia page. I feel like we need some cheese nip historians to go in there and fill in, you know, the journey that was cheese nips.
We need to know more about the backstory of the nip.
Are you telling me like you don't enjoy the cheese nips when they come?
No, I do.
On Southwest?
Yeah, I enjoy the nips when they come.
I think they're too chalky.
I feel like, they're more chalky. Cheesy. They're more cheesy.
Yeah, that's additional powdered cheese.
Ugh, it's gross. Cheese, it's so much better.
You can't lick your fingers in 2021.
It's chalky cheese.
I prefer the it.
No,
the nips.
I like those the cookies that come out.
Whatever those like long kind of like rounded ones are.
Oh, yeah.
What are those called? Like Belvina or something?
Flights. Yeah, they're like the Delta cookie.
Yeah, but the Delta has the fancy cookies. But Mahoney's talking about
Biscotti?
Belvini's.
Yeah.
Those are pretty good. I've never seen those at a grocery store either.
No, those are all over the grocery stores.
Are they?
Yeah. Yeah. The problem is that you have to be really careful with them.
Belvita.
Oh, those are so good.
Yeah.
Those over chalky nips all day. Well, now we all know what we enjoy on airplane.
Cheesy nips.
What in the world?
So a police officer accidentally got mistaken for a stripper at a swinger party.
Hell yeah.
Cops showed up to raid a house. 20 couples were having dinner at a farm located in Buenos Aires. And there were kind of the beginning of a swingers party, if you will. Inspectors who work for the municipality knocked on the door at about 10 p.m. A man opened and kindly invited them in since the party house did not have a valid permit to have a giant orgy. There was an ongoing restriction.
You need a permit?
Well, yeah. I mean,
like if I'm building a gazebo in the backyard or having an orgy, I need a permit?
What is this gazebo going to be used for? They're like group sex,
I mean, my
of
above ground hot tub is going to be in that gazebo.
Yep. And you know, like when somebody frames in an above ground hot tub, like you're taking your sex life a little too seriously.
That's right.
Do you think that you need a permit for the after effects that come from orgies, like used for like vaccines and shakes and all of that, for like in case somebody gets infected with something?
Yeah, you just have to vaccinate everyone when they're coming in.
Pre and post.
Yeah, yeah. So when they saw when they first saw us, the police officer said they thought we were part of the show, that we were strippers because they were dressed as cops. So the police went in the house. One of the women who was going to participate in the swinger meeting ran into one of the cops and said, "Look at your eyes. You make me warm up."
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
At which point the officer. Cop is like, "I quit."
Glitz, glamour, fame, scandal, weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash.
So if you're a fan of softcore porn in the Victorian era on Netflix, good news, Bridgerton has been renewed for like 7 more seasons. And I'm not even kidding. They're saying that the series creator plans to have 8 seasons of Bridgerton.
Shonda?
Yeah. Yeah,
she wants to have eight whole
different
seasons.
So it debuted on Christmas Day and already has racked up 63 million views. And they're set to. That's what they're projecting by the end of January. It's been all over the place. My wife loves Bridgerton.
Did
she already finished the first season.
Finishing it, okay.
Yeah, and every time that I would walk in when she was watching it, there would be another sex scene, like every 5 minutes.
Is it one of those things that women are gravitating towards it the same way of the 50 Shades of Grey?
Yes.
I feel like it was just kind of one of those.
It's not gratuitous,
ooh,
like
guilty pleasure shows.
Yeah, it's not like gratuitous sex like we would.
But Shonda Rhimes is a amazing showrunner and writer. Herself, so.
Look at Grey's Anatomy. That thing's been on for like 100.
Is that still on?
Grey's Anatomy, How to Get Away with Murder,
is Private Practice
Scandal.
Still on?
I mean, she's done so much stuff that's been wildly successful.
Who was the girl from Grey's Anatomy who went to Private Practice?
Redhead. She was McDreamy's Once Upon a Wife.
I can't remember her
name.
She was in what was it? Season 1 of Fargo, playing the stripper.
Ooh.
Oh, that was her?
Yes.
Oh.
She's a great actress.
Yeah. I loved her.
Yeah.
God, I can't remember what her name is. She's great.
Bring back Patrick Dempsey, please, in something. In My Dreams is where he only lives now.
Yeah, he hasn't done that much stuff, has he?
No, nothing.
Yeah. Speaking of things coming back, how about the reboot of Sex and the City? Anyone excited about this?
Yeah, sure. Without Kim Cattrall, I think she was the worst part of it.
You thought she was the worst part?
Yeah, I thought she was the poison for the show. I liked her in Mannequin, and that's it. And I'm as far as the, you know, I mean, obviously the character was fine, but I just Kim Cattrall as a you know, her personal life bled too far into it, so I'm actually glad that she's not going to be there. I feel like the other three are going to have a really much better time filming, and it's going to be good.
Well, they had just better chemistry.
Yeah.
And whenever Kim came onto set, nobody would talk.
Who was your favorite out of the four?
I like SJP. I liked her.
Charlotte was my favorite.
Oh, that doesn't shock me.
Charlotte was so nice, though.
She was. Yeah.
But she was a freak.
She was a freak.
Was she? I guess.
Oh,
I didn't watch that show.
Was she married the bald guy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, oh, I do kind of remember
that. She was like just kind of dipping her toe into the freakiness. Yeah, she was just like
that
little. Yeah. She had that girl next door who would do things that would be a little risque for her character. It was, I actually am excited for this.
So somebody who's not doing great right now is Massimo. He is reportedly in solitary confinement. Now, Massimo, married to Lori Loughlin, who got thrown into jail for
He's
not out yet.
How is she out and he's not out?
He's serving a 5-month sentence for his role in the prison or the college admission scandal, rather. But he has reportedly been in solitary confinement for a month.
Is that because of his own safety?
I don't know.
But like solitary's...
Solitary
he's not
going to
be the same. He is not going to be the same when he comes out.
They're saying he's only allowed out 3 times a week for a brief shower.
Oh, gosh.
Guys,
that just made me really, really, really sad.
But what did
sad.
He do in
it
there
is
to
really sad.
Get into solitary?
I can't imagine. He's Massimo. He's a t-shirt guy. Like, what is he doing in solitary? What is he doing in jail at this point?
I agree.
Like, it's ridiculous.
Make him pay
man.
A ridiculous, stupid high fine. But that's not, in my opinion, not jail
I mean,
worthy.
I don't think that anybody... I mean, there are certain circumstances where people want to be put into self, you know, isolation.
He's in there for COVID reasons.
It's for COVID because they're having a surge
but
at the jail he's in.
In
isolation.
Right. There's 47 prisoners and seven staff members who have gotten sick in the past week at the jail he's at, so they put him in there. But, I mean, the mental, I think I would break.
Irreversible damage. Yeah. They've done studies after 48 hours, irreversible mental damage to your psyche.
Wow.
I can't imagine.
He's been in there for a month.
I hate being alone in general. I hate the quiet in general. Like, I would go nuts in 12 hours.
I mean, if I had a computer, I'd be all right.
Well, yeah, but you don't have a computer. You don't have books.
They're not even giving Moss a book. Here, make some T-shirts.
Yeah. I just feel bad for the guy. I mean, he screwed up. He shouldn't have tried to.
It should have been a huge financial penalty.
Yes.
Huge.
Prison solitary confinement. No. Come on, man.
Dumb.
Mahoney, I don't know.
But meanwhile, his daughter's still posting, you know, the very fun and flirty Instagram photos.
Shame on my parents for cheating
me
in school.
Your dad's in solitary, ma'am.
Thank you for the makeup tutorial, though.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
Olivia Jade is the worst. It's, as far as the trajectory, it's Cash Me Outside Girl, and then somehow worse is Olivia Jade, only to be bested by Soho Karen.
Well, at least Cash Me Outside Girl has a talent.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, literally, Bad Baby.
Or
Bad Bunny?
No, Bad Baby. Bad Bunny's the other guy. Okay. Yeah. Okay. In the Corona commercials.
I like those Corona commercials.
That's what you know Bad Bunny from? I love that. I love that.
Of course.
Bad Baby is actually...
she's not good, she's
making
but
she's
got music. A talent.
Yeah. She's making music and making a lot of money from
making
it, which is
money.
Annoying.
Yeah. Mahoney, you're going to hate this. George Lucas is reportedly, quote, heavily involved in Mandalorian Season 3.
Why would you do this?
Why would you do that?
Why would you do that? Are we calling Baby Yoda Grogu?
It's always Baby Yoda for all of time.
But, I mean,
it doesn't matter what his name is. It is...
Baby Yoda.
It's like us calling Darth Vader by his real name. You call him Anakin.
Well, he was Darth Vader after Anakin. He changed it legally.
I know.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter.
He went down
to the courthouse.
DMV on his license, space license, it says Darth Vader. And who am I? Did they call him Anakin?
No, but wouldn't it be Vader
Sir,
Darth on his ID?
But yeah, George Lucas needs to stay as far away from the Mandalorian as possible because that is the best Star Wars programming that we have had in decades.
George Lucas needs to take his billions of dollars and just watch.
Do what billionaire, like, you cashed out. You got like $5 billion. Go do billionaire stuff.
Yes.
You don't like George Lucas?
He's too corny.
He ruined Indiana Jones. To be fair,
did he not start Star Wars?
Yes. Sometimes everybody else is doing it better. You get too old.
John Favreau does not need somebody to tag in for him.
Agree, but I think the logic here is just a little backwards.
I'm going to say the prequels, better than the sequels. Going to say that. Episode 3, still better than any episode 7, 8, or 9.
Episode 3 is absolutely 10 out of 10.
Well, it's not 10 out of 10, but it was the best out of the prequels.
Oh, yes. Because you get Darth.
Well, and Ewan McGregor.
And he kills younglings. Wow, what a scene.
Wow, spoiler.
Jeez, no kidding.
That's your favorite part?
I'll see myself out.
Maybe
they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So I used to be a guy who would put his car keys and his house keys in my back left pocket. You know, that all changed one day when I sat down at work and felt this sharp pain on my backside. I literally stabbed myself in the ass.
Message deleted.
Back pockets are good for nothing besides like flat items.
Cell phones. Cell phones are good.
No, you
sit
on it, you bend it. Remember? Remember all the iPhones getting bent?
No, that didn't happen.
That did happen.
Sitting wrong.
Yeah, I mean,
you're gonna sit on your iPhone.
First off, do not aggressively sit down.
Okay.
Ever
to the point where you're bending an iPhone, and also, why are you always sitting on bleachers? Like, there should be some give in whatever it is that you're sitting on. Mahoney, you've cut yourself on the ass, right?
I've had
a box cutter that you put in your pocket or something like that when you're
when I was opening boxes and I was shredding patio furniture.
An important part of using a box cutter is every time you're not actively using the box cutter, put the blade away.
Yes, and if you forget or retract even if you don't get it all the way down and there's only just that little bit just kind of hanging out there, it could still stab you in the ass.
In the ass.
Wasn't there a thing that was going around about it causing like back problems or strokes in men if you sat on a too fat of a wallet at one point?
How do you even sit with a wallet? Oh, like I've, even if it's a thin
wallet. I have a wallet in my back pocket.
You
and
do?
It's a very fat wallet.
You are a
you haven't taken it out?
Pickpocket's delight.
Yeah, I'm right. No, I'm not because these pants are very tight. So I'm going to so before he grabs the wallet, he's going to assault me, and I'm going to call the cops.
Sexual assault.
Is that
to
why
jail?
You vacuum seal your pants onto your body?
That
day?
Is exactly why. So I'm going to keep this
that
safe.
Makes sense. Yep.
Me and Vanilla Ice have something in common, Dave.
Where did that even
home
come
improvement.
From? What are you talking about?
What?
Yes. Go
okay,
on.
Okay, go on.
We were both stabbed in the ass.
Oh.
Do you remember? He actually. Like when he was talking about like to try to get his street cred in
oh,
the early
yeah.
days of rapping, he talked about
getting stabbed in the ass. Yeah. Are we sure that? Never mind.
Okay.
Good for you, Vanilla Ice. Yeah. I'm glad you made it.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Things you don't go cheap on. I'll start. Plastic surgery and toilet paper. Let me know which ones are your guys.
Message deleted.
Never cheap out on plastic surgery. Do not ever cheap out on plastic surgery.
Don't go get your butt injected. In the back of a mechanic shop.
If you have to walk down a flight of stairs for your ass implants, you're doing it wrong.
I will say, though, it is a plus if you know a plastic surgeon and they give you a better price.
Well, that's different.
Because they know you.
Well, that's different. That's
yes.
different. That's different.
That's still kind of cheap plastic surgery, but not in the same
what
way.
What don't you cheap out on, Dave?
A lot of things. I find
what's
myself.
Number one, though.
Well, so there's not like a single thing that I don't cheap out on, but I'll give you an example. Like my TV just went out. And
oh, again?
No. I mean, from a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
And so it just went out, and, you know, they have, like, the $200 TVs that are, like, 65 inches.
Yeah.
Because I get so tilted if my TV's not working properly, like, and they're still way cheaper than they used to be, but mm-hmm. I'll gladly spend the between $700 and $1,000 on the TV
yeah.
that I'm going to be watching for multiple hours a day, as opposed to getting the $200 or $300 one, even though it's the same size, because I don't want to be pissed every time I'm sitting down watching TV.
I want a better working
TV.
Remote that works faster when
yeah.
it comes to that.
Yeah.
For me, the end-all, be-all of what you should never cheap out on is a mattress.
Because
if
computers.
But a mattress, that
phones,
sets your whole day, though.
Phones.
Sets your whole day.
The phones. For me, like with the, you can get the cheaper phone if it has less storage. I don't want to sit here and have to be deleting pictures to take more pictures. Like my phone filling up, that happened to me one time. And I was like, I'll just figure out a way. I'll cut something else out that I need to in order to afford the phone that has the max storage. So that way I don't have to get tilted every time I'm trying to operate my phone, which is literally all day, every day.
Oh, I was going to say the Higgs Bossom in our chat said, shoes as well. Because
no. I'll cheap out on shoes.
Comfortable yeah. shoes?
Shoes like jeans, clothes, just all that stuff. As long as it's comfortable and functional, I don't care about name brands, any of that stuff.
Oh, no. I find such joy in my heart whenever I find a good deal on clothes. Shoes, clothes, doesn't matter. I'm not spending $175 whenever I know in 3 months I'm going to be able to get them for $90 or something.
How do you guys feel about cheaping out on pizza?
If it's good, what does it matter?
It's boring.
But do you know, is it going to be good? I mean, the
yes, pizza is pizza.
There's two different categories. I feel like there's bad good pizza and, you know, bad pizza.
You eat,
know, that kind of thing.
And I eat.
So Jack's is terrible pizza, but it's good pizza.
I love
for
it,
the
Jack.
Moment. For
we
the
eat
moment.
Dollar Tostino's party pizzas.
Those are good, though. Those are good bad pizzas.
What'd you call them?
Tostino's. Best dollar
Totino's.
Tostino's.
That's incorrect.
That in our chat, twitch.tv/David Mahoney, says three things that you do not cheap out on. Steaks, hookers, and drugs. Steaks is a really good one, though.
Yeah,
you don't cheap out on steaks.
The thing that's really, same thing with pizza, right, is when you pay for the good one.
And it's bad.
And it's bad.
Oh, that's tilting.
End of the world.
Yep.
When you get one of the like the local shop, the good pizza places,
oh,
and they
God.
Deliver it to your house, and you pay up like $70 for a pizza and a side, it's just ridiculously priced. And then it gets there, and it's garbage. Oh,
toppings have slid off.
Come fight
you. Put it in the box too hot, and then you drove like a maniac.
Thank you, Beef. He corrected you, idiots, as well. It's Totino's.
Nah, it's Tostino's.
There's no S in there except for at the end.
There used to be.
No, there did not.
It's like the Mandela effect or whatever.
Mandela effect? Is that what you call it?
Mandela effect? Mandalorian effect.
Neither all three of those are wrong.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mandela wafer effect.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, I'm just wondering if you guys think that the music that you listened to as a kid is the same music that you're going to listen to as an adult, because I think I'm going to be rocking the same stuff into my 50s and 60s and well past that.
Message deleted.
For sure.
Yeah.
No doubt. I mean, I love new music.
Everyone is,
but
yeah.
My favorite like my favorite music is still the music that I grew up in my teenage years.
Like the for me, like the mid-90s stuff.
Mid-90s,
you know?
Alternative music.
Yeah, like 94, if I were to pick a sweet
94
spot.
94 to 99, right before nu metal really hit.
Yeah, before Fred Durst showed up, that. So if you use a key fob for your vehicle, you just got to be aware that...
I think we all do, right?
Yeah, people are leaving their key fobs sitting around, and they're able to be cloned. I don't know if you guys have heard about this, but people are stealing more and more cars by cloning the key fob technology.
I don't feel like this is a new... This should be like a new story. Haven't we known about this for like... 2 decades, kind of similar to your garage door. Do you remember like the when people would like, oh, they're going to clone your garage door opener so they could just open your garage and get straight into your house? I mean,
because nobody locks their door in between their house and their garage. Do you really?
Yeah, I always do. Yeah,
I mean, I do too. Don't break into my house.
But also, the only problem is that they'll just close the garage door, then they'll just like kick it in, and then you'll have more damage to deal with.
Yeah, that would suck.
Yeah,
yeah, because once they're in the garage,
but
they can do whatever the hell they want. Like, if the garage door is closed, no one's going to know if they kicked the door open.
But, like, if you're at home, for me, you know, that gives you a chance to get buck-ass well.
To go get what? Your copper-plated utensils and
dude,
beat
you
them?
Hit somebody with a cast iron pan, they are going to be dead.
Hey, but
hopefully.
It's
such a small range.
I would rather
range.
Get
you wouldn't
shot with a 9mm in the ass than get hit in the head with a cast iron pan.
So that's
coming from a man that's never been shot in the ass with a 9. That would hurt.
Or hit in the head with a cast iron pan. That thing weighs 38 pounds.
Can't lift it.
Does it ever dawn on you guys that we just don't know what real pain feels like?
We don't. Not really.
I mean, just no clue. No concept.
I don't know. I've been waxed before, and that stuff hurts.
Your beehole?
Yeah.
And your other stuff? Yeah. That's real pain.
That is real pain. I haven't had a baby yet, so I think that would be second to waxing.
Yeah, my wife always complains about having babies and how it hurts. I'm like, whatever. Oh, come on.
Yeah.
You have any idea how uncomfortable this couch is that I have to sleep on in this hospital room?
Mm-hmm. Mahoney, would you rather get hit in the head with a cast iron skillet or have a baby?
Ooh.
Or give birth to a baby?
What show is there? Was some show that attached, or maybe it was just on social.
I
can't remember what
the
it feels like for guys
I think
to experience childbirth.
Rather give birth to a baby than get hit in the head by a cast iron pan, because I feel like you get hit in the head with a cast iron pan, you're dead. You're just straight dead.
I mean, we've seen a lot of deading from that, but it's normally older people. It's normally like the wife who's just had about enough of his ass and just bonk.
This bacon wasn't crispy enough.
One whack and it's over.
Pow.
So a former special ed teacher who was struggling to support her family financially is now making bank as an OnlyFans superstar. I did some research here. Her name is Courtney Tillia, T-I-L-L-I-A. She's on the Instagram if you want to see a safe for work version, but it's still not that safe for work. She's moving on from her special ed teaching job because it wasn't getting it done in terms of providing for her 4 children. So she turned to OnlyFans and now makes 4 times what she used to. She said, I'm even making money during the pandemic because people are just stuck at home wanting to enjoy my content. She is in very good shape. And
she's had 4 children.
She's had four kids,
amazing.
And she has got abs.
But I can't believe that this stuff is safe for Instagram because I'm looking at it right now and
it's
I'm
just
like,
oil
well,
on
because
the butt.
It follows all terms of service.
If our boss were to walk in here, I'm out. No. They're like, Mahoney, you're fired.
It follows all terms of service.
You can't
that
see
right there.
You can't see an areola. Yep. You can almost see everything else,
almost
but you can't see an areola.
See how she's blurred out on that middle picture there.
I can't show it on our stream because
it does not follow TOS on Twitch.
That would ban us.
Twitch.
But those bending over ones.
Yeah, it's
those are. What?
You can do.
Wait, is the one of her in the passenger seat of the car there with the seatbelt?
It makes me
anti seatbelt.
Oh,
it's covering something.
Ralph Nader is going to pay you a visit later at your house and give you a talking to.
He's going to hit me with a cast iron skillet.
Courtney Tilla.
Oh, okay.
Tilla, T-I-L-L-I-A.
But I'm not surprised because teachers are grossly underpaid in this country, and I think how is that something that we have all agreed on as America and people for a long time that like, hey, we should pay our teachers more, and then that never happens.
You know what? I will say this. The amount of money that is being made on OnlyFans is insane.
I would do it if I had
good
that kind
her.
Of body.
I was actually talking to my husband the other day,
like,
and
hey,
I was
baby.
Like, man, if only I had the confidence and lack of husband. And he goes, oh, those are the 2 things that would make you have an OnlyFans is the lack of me and the confidence. Yes, exactly.
Of course.
Some people even have husbands, and they take the pictures for them.
Sometimes.
Those are great husbands.
Those are great husbands.
Shout out to Amber Rose's husband. Thank you very much.
There's couples that do it together, too.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
True. Yeah.
That's bonding.
I just, for me, I don't, and maybe
would
it's because I'm not
that
much.
Would we get fired if we launched our own OnlyFans?
Would we get fired for it?
You think so?
I think the bar for us is pretty low. I mean, if you did it, I think we could all just agree that, I mean, storming the Capitol is bad for our country, but I mean, seeing Mahoney in a thong is somehow worse.
No, no, no thong here. It'd be all nudity. There would be no implied. It would just be all behold.
No, I want Mahoney with a whale tail. That would just be the content that I would live for.
Is that an actual whale wearing a thong? Yeah, no, it's a...
Aww.
No. The thing with OnlyFans is that I don't understand it because I don't pay for... there's so much free content out there. I don't understand, like, okay, I'm going to pay...
to see this?
To see these images. And then OnlyFans, they scam a lot of people too, right? Where it's like you subscribe and then you still don't see anything.
I think that's
and then you have to pay extra.
That's minimal.
So, when you subscribe, you normally get to see it?
I would think so, yeah. Yes.
So, but here's the Chumlee. Chumlee is scamming out here. But I feel like for the most part, people are probably bored of Pornhub so that they're going and seeking out OnlyFans because you get proper content specifically
OnlyFans.
For you.
These are fans of those people. So yep. These are like your hardest core fans. So, you know, yeah. I mean,
people are making...
You
want to
know
bank.
More. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bank.
No, bank. Good for them.
Do it.
Man.
Live your best life.
My younger brother, who, you know, has you know, a couple younger ladies that he's friendly with.
Uh-huh.
And he said that almost all of them, because he does media and production and stuff.
And he lives in L.A.
He lives in L.A.
Yeah.
Which, you know, it's very hard to make it in L.A. He said almost all of the girls that are younger that he talks to, you know, like early 20s-ish.
Yeah, who look great.
Are always asking how to start an OnlyFans.
If I was in my teen years, you know, like or my like 19, 20, when I was like at my fittest and best shape, I would have thought about it. I was taking shirtless photos on the internet, you know, back
for
in 2001
free.
When
anyway,
nobody
yeah.
was
for
asking
free.
For them.
Exactly.
The David Mahoney Morning Show, every weekday morning from 6 to 10.
As we round things out today, throughout the show, we've heard a lot of nice tributes from people on social media about Sheldon Adelson, who passed away last night. He's been battling cancer and had, you know, kind of stepped away from the company. There was talks about him wanting to sell, and I'm curious what this is going to do that. There's been a number of bidders, potentially. Mm-hmm. Interestingly, the MGM was rumored to be in talks to potentially snap up the Venetian and Palazzo. The Hard Rock, not the old Hard Rock that was here, but the Seminoles.
Seminole Hard Rock,
yep.
Yeah.
They have supposedly been interested in potentially acquiring. We'll see what happens. End of the day, I've seen some people today taking victory laps because Sheldon Adelson died because yeah. they don't agree with his politics. Look, when somebody that you disagree with passes away, the argument is over.
Yep.
And if you look at the way that Sheldon Adelson treated the people that worked for him.
Nobody who worked at the Venetian, like during this entire time that we just had, you know, are currently going through COVID, you know, he stepped up more so than any other casino group, any other business in this town.
Better than anyway. So just to put that into perspective.
I think that means something. It means something to me as a consumer because I've got a lot of friends who work for the Sands Corp and they've been employed gainfully.
And it's not just the people that are like in the executive offices. We're talking about he was paying people that work at the restaurants that aren't even owned by the Venetian, that were just in the Venetian and Palazzo that were closed down, and paying the people what they would have been earning otherwise, meaning that the servers that worked at restaurants that he doesn't own that just happened to be in the Venetian Palazzo, he was paying them their same working wage that they would have been getting. So Sheldon Adelson, by almost all accounts, right? Somebody that looked out for his own.
And if you go low, you kind of lose, too.
Like, that's an indictment of you. If you're taking a victory lap because you don't agree.
I disagreed with Sheldon on a whole lot of issues.
Yep.
But the one thing that we agreed on is that we love Las Vegas and that people that are working for you should be taken care of. And he did that. And like I said, that changed a solid viewpoint for me.
Well, and I mean, he's responsible for a lot of great things. I mean, I think it was Derek Stevens. Yeah, Derek Stevens from Circa and the D was talking about how, you know, Sheldon was instrumental in helping Las Vegas recover after what happened on 9/11.
Yeah.
And then you think about how involved he was after October 1st. Yep. Anytime there's a big problem, you think about
this city. When you know, you put your society, you put your community over your politics, and that's how it should
be. He brought in all sorts of PPE when COVID first arrived here. I mean, there's a lot of really good things that Sheldon Adelson did. He led the charge on the Raiders coming to town. If you're a fan of having a professional football team here, and I get that's a controversial subject in its own right, he did a lot of good things for a lot of people in this city, and I think it's a tremendous loss.
The city is in a position that it is today You know, him and Steve Wynn, in, again, whether you agree with their politics or not, are very instrumental in the success of Las Vegas.
Well, and he didn't have any scandals. Like, Steve Wynn ended up stepping in it because he was a dirtbag, right? But, I mean, Sheldon, whether you agree with his politics or not, still did a lot of good things, and he never got caught up in the same stuff that Steve Wynn did.
Yep.
So it's a big loss. I'm curious to see what that's going to mean for Sands Corp as a whole without him being there.
I hope
there.
It doesn't mean more. I don't hope it doesn't mean a sell and or a sale in Las Vegas. He jobs always, being lost.
Yeah, he always surrounded himself with good people. So yep. There's a lot of individuals that know what they're doing over there at Sands Corp that I'm sure will continue on. We'll see whether or not a sale is in store. But it's just a bummer to see.
Yep,
it's a bummer to see. It's a big loss for the city. You guys have a great day. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free. There's a lovely spot, just the only one that means home, sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me. It's the place of a thousand thrills. Nevada, home means the hills, home means the sage in the pine. Out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.